Blog Talk Radio.
Children, Lord. Sustain us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. May the Savior always live among us, reviving and restraining us in the body and soul. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Let's play some music.
running after you, and I have purpose for your life. Even so, you have no idea what to do. I will be your guiding light. Yeah.
Not a way to run, my own.
Friday. Well, I hope you enjoyed the praise and worship music. Okay, let's get into the message. It's titled Unity in Our God. We have a great high priest who constantly intercedes on our behalf. The Son of God and man loves you more deeply than you can fathom. And he prays for you that you might walk in the abundant life his death affords you. And in John 17, we get a glimpse of the fullness of his desire for all those who would believe in him. As we dive deeply into the riches of Jesus' high priestly prayer this week, may your heart be awakened and your life be transformed by the riches of God's love. We were created for unity with fellow believers, and it is the pursuit of unity that bonds of selfishness and pride are often broken. It is a surrender of opinion and selfish ambition that we find the abundant life that comes through sacrificial living. And most importantly, it is in unity that Jesus is most glorified. Jesus says in John chapter 17, verse 10 to 11, "All mine is yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them, and I no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one." So unity between two humans is only truly possible by the working of the Holy Spirit. Apart from God indwelling and transforming man, we will never be able to live sacrificially with any level of consistency. It is for that reason that Jesus is so glorified through our unity, and it is for that reason that pursuing our unity between believers is the utmost importance. What are we declaring to the world when we bicker, slander, and give up on unity with fellow believers? Why would the lost want anything to do with a group of dramatic, hateful, judgmental, and selfish Christians? Christ has charged us with the command to be his hands and feet. He's commanded us to make disciples, and our ministry is nothing without love. When we pursue our own pride and gain over unity, we are directly disobeying the commandments of Scripture. When we allow strife and pride to place barriers between us, we hurt the cause of Christ to which we are called. Scripture is clear in its command to pursue unity. Unity isn't a suggestion that we don't have to adhere to because people can be difficult. It's a command straight from God, and it's the highest importance. Ephesians chapter 4, 1-3 says, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of spirit and bond of peace." Romans chapter 12, verse 16 says, "Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with lowly. You never be wise in your own sight." And 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 says, "Finally, brothers, rejoice, aim for restoration, comfort one another, grieve with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." You are called to be a carrier of peace. The Holy Spirit dwelling within you longs to make you a person who pursues restoration, comfort, agreement, and peace with fellow believers. He longs to fill you with love, honor, patience, and respect for the fellow believers. Okay, he has placed in your midst. When you feel dissension arise within you, choose to serve your brother or sister out of reverence for God. Choose to pursue peace at all costs. And in doing so, you will bring glory to Jesus and declare to the world the wonderful transformation that comes only through salvation in Jesus. So meditate on the importance of unity in the body of believers. What is keeping you from pursuing unity with believers around you? What thoughts or perspectives keep you from loving other Christians well? What work does the Spirit want to do in you today to help you pursue unity? Surrender any pride or negativity that is keeping you from pursuing unity. Ask the Lord to give you courage to fight for peace and choose a life of sacrifice rather than selfish ambition. Love others always has to start with you. You can't expect others to change before you choose to love them. The Lord doesn't call us to wait for others to get their lives sorted out before we pursue unity. He's asking us to choose obedience to Him by loving others even when they don't deserve it. Choose love today and discover the abundant life and purpose within unity between believers. Amen. I highly suggest you read Ephesians chapter 4. And it'll bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you will get a chance there in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling through this dusty road, never knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety or something more worse such as alcohol or drug abuse. Or sexual immorality. Or gambling or overeating. Whatever the situation may be that is currently in your life, see, the Lord can take it away. But in order for Him to do so, He's got to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So the question tonight is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and give me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you in a family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you out of your favor. Amen. Okay. We got a caller. One, one, one.
Hello, Pastor. How you do? How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm okay. Just yeah, listen to you. You do a pretty good. I'm Spanish.
No, I don't speak Spanish.
Okay. It's kind of hard for me to talk English, but I'd like to say have a happy New Year. May 2021 be better than 2020. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. you got color?
Say what?
You got color? You got color?
I can't understand you. Can you speak up a little bit?
You have 80 more colors.
Nobody's pressed the one key. We got somebody else that's pressing one key. Let me take him and see what's up. Okay? God bless you.
Hola. Hola. Happy New Year, Kenneth. ¿Cómo estás?
Happy New Year.
Ahí. estoy llamando. How do you say? I'm calling you to say hello. Y from San Francisco. Aquí estamos todos aquí bien alegre. We're not worried about the COVID over here. Because we heard que no se puede, you cannot get COVID through sexual intercourse, which is good news. So that's great. how's your New Year's going, señor?
Pretty good so far.
Good.
How's yours going?
It's going so good. I have had a couple of situations arise, and by arising I mean penises. God bless. Anyways, and we've had a great time and just good stuff. Just amen, you know, amen to penises and to everything like that. It's so good. But I did want to talk to you. We're over here in my friend's house, in his boyfriend's house, and I did have a couple questions about your prayer. Can I ask you?
Yeah, sure.
So you were saying about sexual morality. You even mentioned overeating. You said homosexuality is a sin as well. Why do you hate gay people so much, señor? Why do you have so much hatred? Why are you yelling at me, señor? I just want to finish saying what I was saying. There's no reason.
I don't hate gay people.
Oh, but why do you say sexual morality, señor? What are you thinking? What do you mean by that, señor? You mean gays?
No, not necessarily gays. Okay.
What could be more immoral than homosexual activity? I mean, you know what we do? We do touching los pitos, los culitos. Lambar bizcocho, you know, it's we do all that. So what's more immoral than that? And why do you hate us?
I do not hate gay people because I happen to be gay myself.
Ay, Dios mío. Okay, so I'm a bit confused, pero it's fine. And then you mentioned overeating, señor. So you said because I'm a little plumper and some of the guys that we mess around with, they're like the roly-polies, you know? So you hate people that are a little heavy?
No.
God hates gorditos? Is that what you're saying? Jesus
no,
Christ,
overeat,
Jesus, Jesucristo
overeating
hates gordos?
Is gluttony, and gluttony is a sin.
So you are skinny, señor? Skinny, you're going to make fun of us that are little gorditos?
No.
So you're saying that you are skinny, though, correct?
No. I'm not fat. I'm not skinny.
Okay, so I'm not here to pick on you, especially knowing now that you're homosexual, and that makes me very, aroused, if you know what I mean. So I was just wondering, because you do have a very sensual voice, and I very much si me gusta, if you know what I mean. But and you also mentioned in the prayer about abandoning your family.
No,
you mentioned
I didn't
like people that abandon.
That.
I heard
no.
you in the thing. I thought you mentioned something about. Okay, so you did not say. and then something about immoral sexual acts and infecting people with the HIV.
No.
I feel like you're trying to bash against homosexuals once again because of homosexuals are notoriously have a high rate of infection. So why do you hate people with HIV, senor?
I do not hate people with HIV.
Okay. Can I ask you one other? Okay, let me get off that because I just want to be nice and I want to have a wonderful New Year. So can I call you later by just like on a personal note so that off the airs?
Well, no, nobody calls me off the air. Okay. Well, anyway, okay. Well, anyway. Okay, I'm gonna play some music.
Lots of fireworks going off.
My heart upon the line.
Yep.
My time. Whoa. I said I love you. You know that's true. I trust you 'cause you know me best. You are my peace, you are my rest.
Oh, there's a fake you in there now.
I'm gonna need you.
Okay, we got some callers. Hello, 111.
Happy New Year.
Happy New
this
Year.
This is Mike Hunt. How are you? How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike?
Oh, not too bad. There was a few days where you didn't have a show and didn't know how you were feeling, but I'm glad you're back. And again, Happy New Year to everybody. Many people have resolutions for the new year. Doug says he will quit drinking beer. He plans on drinking a lot of water. His piss will be clear. He will miss alcohol so much, he will shed a tear. Doug is into bestiality, but he says he's not a queer. He lives on a farm and loves to fuck the little deer. Doug prefers dogs, though. He puts it in their rear. This has been the final Douglas Sidney Kosoff update of the year.
All righty, Mike.
Well, that was funny. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And do you have any other calls, Ken? Any
yeah.
other callers out there?
Yeah, we got one more. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, new pastor. This is Frank. Frank Genesco.
Hey, Frank.
Hi, Joe. I just here listening to you and I want to say Happy New Year to you, too, and Happy New Year to your listeners.
Okay, Happy New Year to you, too, Frank.
I'm still trying to get that ice cream truck, so hopefully 2021, COVID-19, or COVID-2020 will be gone.
Yeah, in a few hours.
Yeah, what do you think about the COVID?
Well, I think it's a pretty bad thing, the COVID.
I hear a lot of people say that it's fake.
No, it's not fake.
Yeah, well,
I actually knew people that got COVID.
But you're saying it's just a regular, it's the flu season, so it's just a regular flu.
No, it's more than a regular flu.
There's, I listened to Alex Jones, and Alex Jones says it's a hoax.
Well, it's not a hoax. Okay,
and so, mostly every time Alex Jones talks about it, comes out to be true.
Well, it's not a hoax. It's COVID's real. Like I said, I've actually known people that's caught COVID. Okay, and it's not pleasant.
Maybe their immune systems were weak. That's probably why.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Because what the government's using this for is a new world order, and they're trying to use COVID to enforce laws to make people slaves.
Okay, well, you got your opinion. Okay, I got mine, and okay, we'll leave it at that.
Another caller.
Okay, yes, let's take another caller. Okay, all right, 111.
Blowjob.
111. Okay. All right. Well, 111 hung up. Okay. some more music. Okay, let's get into the prophetic word of the day. The Father says today, the hour has come that the Son of God be glorified in your life. I'm not glorified in one downturn or defeat. Sorry about that. I'm not glorified in the enemy prying under your hopes and dreams. I am glorified, says God, when my manifest presence makes itself known in your life to obliterate every obstacle and every opposition that stands against the pouring out of my blessings and benefits in your life. I came that you might have life and life more abundantly. It is not abundant if it's not life and life more abundantly, then it does not originate in me. Refuse to accept any substitute for my complete and full blessing in your life. Make it your purpose in faith to see every drop of Calvary's precious blood have its full portion made evident in your life in power and great glory. I call you the redeemed of the Lord. I declare that you are bound recipients of all the benefits of Calvary. I will not be denied what the cross paid for in your life, says God. Therefore, neither will you be deprived of my bounty and blessing. Rise up against the gates and bars of doubt and unbelief. Go forth conquering and to conquer, knowing that I am with you and will never leave you nor forsake you. Leave behind the naysayers and job comforters who have nothing good to say. All they know about and all they are in authority to speak about is failure and defeat. They speak what they know. They predict their own future. Do not be numbered in their ranks. Failure is the portion, and they cannot stand the thought of anyone having experience in my kingdom beyond what they have known in their own lives. So leave them alone. Let the blind lead the blind. Stand forth in the kingdom of your Father and move forward into the full measure, the full portion, and the complete inheritance that is yours today. If you only will, says God. Amen. Well, that goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Okay, well, okay, I'm glad everybody, is thinking this is a pre-recorded show. So, with that being in mind, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. God bless you. Have a blessed night, okay? Okay, have a safe New Year's, okay? See you in 2021. Goodbye.